From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. President Obama and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev reached a preliminary agreement today on reducing nuclear stockpiles. On the first of 2 days of meetings in Moscow, Mr. Obama called it an important step. Medvedev, speaking through an interpreter, said today's talks made headway in resetting U.S.-Russian relations.
The number of issues that have accumulated over the last few years is quite impressive. However, we were able to have both the mutual resolve and desire, given the principled positions that we adhere to and will continue to adhere to make sure that such issues are discussed in a constructive and businesslike manner.
The Russian leader also said serious differences remain over a U.S. proposal to base a missile defense system in Eastern Europe. In Western China, at least 156 people have been killed and hundreds injured in protests by ethnic Muslim Uyghurs demonstrating against China's Han majority. Police have sealed off streets and are patrolling the provincial capital of Urumqi. Hundreds of people remain evacuated from their homes in a suburb of Milwaukee as a fire at a meatpacking plant continues to rage. Chuck Kornbach of Wisconsin Public Radio has details.
The fire started Sunday night at the Patrick Cudahy meatpacking plant in the city of Cudahy. Fire and police officials have ordered a mandatory evacuation within 1 mile of the plant due to smoke and concerns about ammonia used at the facility. Cudahy Police Chief Tom Pallett says if people don't comply, they're putting themselves and emergency personnel at risk.
We ask people not to put other people in that situation and comply with this evacuation. And please help your neighbors.
Pallett says he doesn't know how long the evacuation order will last. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Kornbach in Milwaukee.
A judge in Los Angeles has appointed two non-family members to be executors of singer Michael Jackson's estate. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates has the story.
Because he believed the pop icon died without a will, L.A. County Superior Court Judge Mitchell Beckloff gave Katherine Jackson tentative administrative control of her son's estate last week. Since then, a will signed in 2002 turned up, directing that attorney John Branca and music executive John McClain serve as the estate's executors. Branca worked for Jackson several years ago, and the singer apparently rehired the lawyer several days before he died on June 25th. Katherine Jackson was appointed temporary guardian of her son's three children and his estate last week. Her lawyers say she's not arguing the will's validity, but she is asking for approval over Branca and McClain's decisions. Judge Beckloff declined that request. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
Markets on Wall Street were mixed today. The Dow closed up 44 points at 8,324. The Nasdaq was down 9 points at 1787. This is NPR News. General Motors is on its way to coming out of bankruptcy protection. A federal judge today approved the sale of most of GM's assets to a new government-backed company. The auto giant filed for Chapter 11 protection last month. The new company will include GM's strongest assets, such as Cadillac and Chevrolet. Some of the company's failing assets, such as aging factories, will remain in bankruptcy. The Justice Department has its first guilty pleas in what it calls its biggest case ever targeting the theft of ancient Native American artifacts. As NPR's Howard Berkus reports, the plea agreements include a new defendant in the case.
Both defendants now pleading guilty are related to James Redd, the Blanding, Utah doctor who committed suicide the day after the June 10th artifacts raid. Redd's 59-year-old widow Jeannie and 37-year-old daughter Jerrica spoke softly but firmly when a federal judge asked if each was guilty as charged. Jeannie Redd was indicted for the theft of and trafficking in ancient American Indian artifacts taken from federal and Indian land. Jerrica Redd's involvement wasn't known until her appearance in court. Prosecutors say evidence gathered during the raid showed Jerrica had dug up artifacts on the Navajo reservation. She faced as much as 9 years in prison, and Jeannie as much as 29 years. The plea agreements seek lighter sentences. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.
Former Defense Secretary and Vietnam War overseer Robert McNamara died today at the age of 93. McNamara was in charge of the U.S. war in Vietnam during the Kennedy and Johnson administrations, but by the 1990s, he concluded the decision to go to war there was wrong. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.